We are Rise and Shine, live from the NSU studios. I'm Michi.
I'm Brendan. And who are you?
I'm Maddox Ross.
Holy smokes. How'd you do that? You were just singing that song.
Just insert David Blaine magic trick. Just
there you go. Insert right here. So that was Ginny Lee. Can you, let's just start off talking about the song.
Yeah, man. So that song, it's a special song to me. That I usually write a lot of my stuff, and that was a song that was pitched to me by a friend of mine, and it's a song that's been about 30 years in the making.
Okay.
And my friend, his name is Sean Morgan. I'll give you a shout out, my friend. He started writing that song when he was 16 years old. He finished it when he was 30. And they used to have this Red Dirt band back in the day that was called Low Water Crossing, and my parents met because of that. My mom knew somebody in the band, and my dad knew somebody in the band. And they were playing at this place called Classics in Oklahoma City. And, yeah. And then, bam, they met right there. And the rest is history. Then a few years ago, I discovered the music, finally. And I asked Mom and Dad if they still knew, you know, Sean and maybe had his number. And they did. And so I gave him a call. I'm like, buddy, these songs need to be heard. Do I have your permission to do one of your songs? And he's like, absolutely, buddy. Go ahead. And so we went out to Franklin, Tennessee. We recorded a few songs, and we recorded Ginny Lee. And then, now we're just super grateful for how it's turned out. And so it's been almost 30 years in the making.
So was Ginny Lee a finished product when you got to it? Or was it still needed? Oh,
that's yes, cool. So it was a finished product, when I got to it. Because Low Water Crossing used to do the song back in the day at their gigs. And it's just a very meaningful song to me because, I mean, it's like my parents are like a thing because of that. So therefore
you are a thing because of that.
Yeah, and I also kind of find it funny that of all places, now my mom and my dad and all my immediate family are not in music at all. So I find it funny that my mom and dad met at a live music deal.
You write music. Are you ever surprised by how much people love your music?
I mean, there's sometimes, you know, the biggest compliment like I've like ever gotten is, you know, just it was something that regarded me writing one of my tunes, and just somebody said how well it just resonated with them and how well they could relate to it. So I mean, yeah, probably, yeah,
right.
I mean,
it's a little
shocking. Like I'm like, man, I didn't know that it could do that. And I've written some songs that are, you know, I'm really passionate about, and, you know, right, maybe some things are, you know, very important to me. And then I've had people talk to me about it, and they've been in tears almost talking about it. I'm like, geez, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. But yeah, it's crazy, man.
It's just kind of like finding a parallel story of their own and being able to relate it to something similar that you've written down, you know, the words that you've put. Yeah. But, you know, you've been doing music for a long time. The bug bit you very young.
Very long time I've been doing it. I've been doing live music since I was 5 years old. And I've never wanted to do anything else. I mean, I've had the same dream since I was 5 years old, and that was to step in the circle at the Grand Ole Opry, which I'm still trying to chase. But, you know, we're doing a lot of other cool things right now, too, so
I can't complain. You just stepped off the stage with the Great Divide I was looking at.
Yeah.
You went to the Canes, and you got to play with them. How was that?
The Canes Ballroom. That was a blessing, and it was just honestly the best night of my life ever. I mean, that was, and just day in general, we got there about 3 o'clock that day, and you got to get there early for sound check. But then we just hung around with the Divide backstage and everything. A few other folks showed up just unannounced, just behind the stage. So like, I got to meet some Red Dirt legends, like John Cooper from the Red Dirt Rangers showed up.
Jump into some Red Dirt. He's got a liner we hear all day.
Yes, yes, yes. So I got to meet him, and that dude is one of the kindest guys you'll ever meet. Yeah. I mean, that guy never has a smile. Doesn't have like a smile on his face. I mean,
I haven't met a mean mandolin player yet, though.
true, very true. Yeah. But no, it was cool hanging out with, you know, JJ, Scotty, Kelly and Mike and Bryce, and those guys are just, you know, I'm like a sponge when I hang around those guys. I just want to, you know, take in as much knowledge as I can, learn from them as much as I can. And it was cool. We got to do an hour opening set, which I thought that was pretty cool, and we got to do a lot of our originals. And then,
did you catch those guys watching you at all?
Yeah, Mike and Scotty were up over on the side of the stage watching our set. So I was like, okay, man, that adds pressure. But no, it was pretty cool. It was, you know, we got off the stage, and man, you know, usually expect, you know, for openers, you're not going to expect, like, everybody to be there just yet. I mean, you're obviously going to expect everybody to be there for the headliner. But we walk up on stage. We come out to Dead and Bloated by STP, just a nod to Ragweed. Come out there, and we look out in the crowd. Packed house, everything. And there's no more room for anybody to stand. And I just looked up and I'm like, thank you. That's awesome. Man, it was just a special night all through. I got to go under the stage, see all the thousands of names written under there. Got to sign my name next to McClure's under there, so that was cool. Hey. And so, you know, it's, man, I hope I get to go back there and do another gig. I mean, because that's like holy ground there.
I don't think Hunter or Chad are listening, but if Kane's guys are listening, he wants to play again.
Yes.
I didn't meet Chad. You did? But nice. Please, I'd love to any opening spot ever. You seriously, know, buddy.
And before we went on air, your mom, Shauna, hello, by the way, she's in studio with us. She actually was able to show us something that makes it feel a little full circle. Oh, no. And you actually were at one of the previous hot air balloon festivals that was here in Tahlequah, right?
Yes. And when we say previous, we mean... Not
years
not
ago.
Not that previous. I was about 16 years ago now. And I know to a lot of people I may have a baby face, so I may look like I'm 16. But I was actually 6 years old the last time I did that. And so there was an old picture floating around, and we found it on the way over here.
I know.
With a little permission, we might even post that on Facebook for folks.
You know what? Go right ahead.
We'll take a picture outside, add that to this. Michi, did you have any other questions?
Oh, I just wanted to ask where people can follow you along for the ride.
Yeah, y'all can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok, all at Maddox Ross Music. I got my website, www.maddoxross.com. That's where you can find all my upcoming dates and gigs where you can, you know, just come out, have a good time, listen to some good old Red Dirt. And then we got music out on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, all the other stuff.
And you are going to be on the road today going to Salisaw, right?
Yes. So, yeah, we got a good old radio tour day. So, yeah, we're going to be in Salisaw later today, too. So, yeah, it's been pretty fun this week.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take everybody to the weather so we can stay up to date on today's weather forecast. But if you're up for it, we'd like to hear you sing afterwards.
Absolutely. All right.
Make sure you stick around. We are Lakes Country 102.1.